No more bailouts. That's been the message from the federal government to Wall Street this week. The Federal Reserve Board has taken some steps to try to stabilize things, however. And if you look down at the last paragraph of a press release the Fed sent out on Sunday, there was actually a teeny bit of a bailout, as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
If you're an investment bank right now, life is looking pretty tough. You usually borrow money to run things day to day, then pay it back. But now it's very hard to borrow that money. Because even if you're a multi-billion dollar bank, you have to do what ordinary people do. You want a loan, you have to put up collateral. The problem for the investment banks is that a lot of your collateral is, well, crap. Mortgage-backed securities, what people call toxic waste. No one in the outside world wants to lend to you. The change put in place over the weekend offers a solution. It allows investment banks to get short-term loans from a nice savings bank, the kind you deposit your paycheck in. Now, why would a savings bank make a loan with such lousy collateral? It probably wouldn't, unless the savings bank and the investment bank are owned by the same parent company, which sees this as the only way out. Ted Truman used to work at the Federal Reserve Board. He's now at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Think about it as a family. There are probably limits on how much you should lend to your brother and your sister. But under emergency circumstances, you relax those limits and you lend to your brother and your sister.
That seems sensible enough. The catch is that if the brother or sister can't pay the loan back, that's really bad because borrower and lender are under one roof. The whole family could go bankrupt.
Yes, precisely. Or you could shoot each other or something like that over a bad debt. Maybe not the greatest analogy, but it helps.
Okay, you may be thinking this is a problem for the banks to worry about. Well, potentially, it could become the problem of you, the taxpayer, because the money the savings bank is lending out is actually your savings. Now, your savings are insured by the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, but if the FDIC needs more money, that's probably coming from the federal government. In the end, you, the taxpayer.
We have to swallow hard when we think about the safety implications of this.
Patricia McCoy is a professor at the University of Connecticut Law School.
People's deposits are safe, but it could result in another large bill for taxpayers.
So while the government has been saying no bailouts, it is here offering a kind of implicit backing.
Yes, that's correct. So the left hand said we're drawing a line with Lehman Brothers, and the right hand said, but we'll back you up in a completely different way.
McCoy says there are some restrictions in place meant to keep this from happening. And also, she thinks the Fed did the right thing. If investment banks and the like can't function, everything seizes up. Traditionally, this kind of in-family lending has been severely restricted, though. Art Wilmarth is a professor at George Washington Law School.
I mean, this actually grew out of the Great Depression. The Great Depression, many banks failed because they actually were exposed to real estate and securities affiliates.
So Congress said never again. The restrictions have always been billed as a firewall, he says, with the idea that if you get a fire on the investment side, it doesn't spread to the savings deposit bank, though it hasn't worked out that way at all.
These are firewalls that seem to burn down the first time the fire comes anywhere close. So how good a firewall is that?
The Fed has loosened this restriction before, but in limited ways. The new policy is not permanent. It's set to expire early next year. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.